Dwarves are noticeably resistant to the lure of the Rings of Power, so why not give the ring to Gimli to take to Mordor? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we do deep dives into the lore and world of The Lord of the Rings, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, and more. If you're new here, welcome. Gimli was one of the doubtiest members of the Fellowship, and arguably the one who went through the most character growth during the story. He never expressed an interest in the ring, and seemingly never came under its power. Dwarves were very resistant, so why not ask him to take the ring to Mordor? During the Council of Elrond, Gandalf and Elrond were clearly trying to push for the ring to be taken to Mordor and destroyed. Other options were considered, but they all had their problems. So the question was, who should take it? The most obvious first criteria was who would be least affected by the ring. There would be no point in giving it to someone who would be corrupted by it straight away, particularly if they were powerful. That would just create a new and different Dark Lord. Hence considering Tom Bombadil, who famously didn't turn invisible when he wore it and seemingly had no real interest in it at all. He definitely wouldn't have been corrupted by it, but he also wouldn't want to go to Mordor to destroy it and would probably forget it or lose it. Giving it to someone as powerful as Gandalf or Galadriel brought its own risks. Just witness Galadriel's moment of temptation when Frodo offers her the ring. But how about a dwarf? Sauron gave 7 rings of power to the dwarf lords back in the Second Age in an attempt to control them, but they were resistant to him and that ring magic. We are told in the Silmarillion that the dwarves indeed proved tough and hard to tame. They ill endure the domination of others, and the thoughts of their hearts are hard to fathom, nor can they be turned to shadows. They used their rings only for the getting of wealth, but wrath and an overmastering greed of gold were kindled in their hearts, of which evil enough after came to the profit of Sauron. That last bit about evil enough came to the profit of Sauron refers to how the dwarven hoarding of gold led to dragons getting interested and devastating the dwarven nations to get that gold. But the important point for us is that the dwarves proved tough and resistant to the power of the rings. Though the One Ring is different to those other 7 rings, it's probably fair to assume that Gimli's resistance would have worked there too, certainly for a time. And it's also fair to say that Gimli had a good heart. He starts off understandably suspicious of the elves. Legolas's father had imprisoned Gimli's father back in The Hobbit. But through this story, Gimli bears up under discrimination from Celeborn, travels through elven lands he had been taught were evil, and meets people he had always thought hated him. And he grows and learns, and by the end is Galadriel's staunchest defender and Legolas's greatest friend. He is definitely one of the most clearly positive characters we have in the story, capable of humility and growth and goodness. And he is also a great warrior. That bet he had with Legolas at Helm's Deep about who could kill the most orcs is often viewed as a rather light-hearted moment. But take a step back, and you have to acknowledge that Gimli alone dispatched 42 of the enemy, or 43 in the film, let's not get into that, not by shooting at them from a distance like Legolas did for much of his count, but in hand-to-hand combat. And he emerged with barely a scratch. Aragorn exclaimed that never had he seen an axe so wielded. There are many great warriors in The Lord of the Rings, but Gimli has to be up there with the mightiest. Which is great, but doesn't it mean that there was a danger that if Gimli had the One Ring and he did succumb to it, he would have been powerful indeed? When Sam briefly had the One Ring, he appeared to the orcs in Cirith Ungol as a mighty warrior, and they fled before him. And that was Sam. Imagine what Gimli would have been like. Someone who emerged from the greatest battles of the age unharmed, with the bodies of dozens of his enemies strewn around him. Yes, Gimli with the One Ring would have been a frightening opponent indeed. And although he may not have sought power and dominion like others might, he was a leader, and he did establish his own realm after the end of the story, so it's not as if the desire for power wasn't in him. In fact, it wasn't as if the dwarves as a whole were unaffected by the influence of the Rings of Power. It's just that they were unaffected by Sauron's control. They dug deeper and more greedily, but never looked to turn to Sauron's side. We could have expected the same from Gimli. If he had taken the One Ring, he would have been affected. It's just that he wouldn't have been controlled by Sauron. Perhaps he would have built an epic dwarven kingdom in the glittering caves, or tried to re-establish the kingdom of Khazad-dûm and mine deeper and ever more greedily. And there are two more things that weigh against him, I think. The first is that this was a stealth mission. For all his strengths, above ground, Gimli was hardly the quietest. The elves of Lothlorien, rather meanly, said that his breathing was so loud that they could have shot him in the dark. But secondly, and ultimately most importantly, the Council of Elrond did right not to have given the One Ring to Gimli, because that task was not ordained for him to do. It was for Frodo. We read, "Elrond raised his eyes and looked at him, and Frodo felt his heart pierced by the sudden keenness of the glance. 'If I understand aright all that I have heard,' Elrond said, 'I think that this task is appointed for you, Frodo, and that if you do not find a way, no one will. This is the hour of the Shire folk, when they arise from their quiet fields to shake the towers and councils of the great. Who of all the wise could have foreseen it? Or if they are wise, why should they expect to know it until the hour has struck?'" Hovering over all of Tolkien's great story is this concept of things being ordained from above, of Eru Iluvatar gently nudging things in the right direction, the great eagles arriving at just the right time, Gandalf being sent back to Middle-earth, Bilbo happening upon the One Ring, and so on. The wise can sense the fuzzy outlines of this plan, even if they don't know all the details. Gandalf can sense that Gollum still has a role to play before the end, for example, and Elrond can sense that the task of carrying the One Ring was appointed to Frodo. And that is why they were right not to give the ring to Gimli. Yes, he had a natural dwarven resistance to Sauron's control, and yes, he was a good-hearted person who would have done a good job, but it wasn't meant for him. It was meant for Frodo. And as Elrond said, if he could not find a way, no one could, including Gimli. If you'd like more videos on The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link now on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.